Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.
And only on September 6th, 2018, beautiful day here in Los Angeles.
That's right.
And you know what's kind of cool about today?
No, tell me. I'm interested.
Is that in 7 days from now, I will be 1 year older.
Wow. Finally yeah. Turning 29.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Again.
Michael, that's great. And obviously, that's a big, because you've had a huge year between all the moving and all the craziness going on. You've had a lot going on this year, including a great finale for LA's Next Great Stage Star, which was fun to be at.
Thank you. Which was this past weekend, sold out, past Monday evening.
Mm-hmm.
And all the kids now that rose to the top of the heap are out there, you know, with the agents, you know, circling them and setting meetings with them and so forth, who the agent judges. So, in fact, one came, Brady, Brennan, and Rich, which you must know that agency.
Yeah.
While I was driving here, called me and said, we want to see so-and-so.
Did they mention my name at all?
You know, they did not. No, I'm so sorry.
I was sitting there in the audience. I thought maybe they could just feel my vibe.
Oh, but you look like a guy that already has an agency.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Or you're like, a secret agent.
Pretty girl at the prom. That must be it, Michael. That's what we'll go with. Michael, as you say, here it is, September 6th, and we do have a unique and exciting show to talk about today, don't we?
We certainly do, Andrew. We are happy to have with us one of the stars of Reprise 2.0's production of The World Goes Round on stage now through September 16th at UCLA's Froude Playhouse. Please welcome to the State of the Arts the immensely talented Michael Starr.
That's right.
Welcome, Michael.
Thanks, guys.
So appropriately named, because this guy's got some cool stuff that we're going to talk about. How you doing, Michael? You feeling good?
Yeah, feeling excellent.
Cool. It's a nice day to be here, yeah?
It's a lovely day to be here.
It's interesting. I mean, I was looking at the weather out there, and it was gorgeous, and I was like, this is the perfect day to go to the beach.
Yep.
And instead, we came and sat inside a radio studio.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, but we have a nice view.
That's right. We do. A beautiful view here at LA Talk Radio, no doubt about it. Obviously, we're going to be back with Michael here in just a moment. But before we do that, Michael, we should thank our sponsors.
Yes, indeed, Andrew. I will take the lead on this. We'd like to thank, ladies and gentlemen, Princess Cruises for coming on board as presenting sponsor for State of the Arts during 2018. A pioneer in excellence on the high seas for meaningful travelers who are seeking enriching experiences. Only Princess Cruises offers cruise vacations to help you come back new, providing fresh perspectives by connecting you with nature, cultures, and loved ones in a new way.
One of the best-known names in cruising, Princess Cruises first set sail in 1965 with a single ship cruising to Mexico. Today, the line has grown to become the third largest cruise line in the world, renowned for innovative ships, an array of onboard options including extravagant entertainment, and an environment of exceptional customer service. A recognized leader in worldwide cruising, Princess carries approximately 1.7 million guests each year to more than 360 destinations worldwide aboard a fleet of 17 modern vessels.
So experience the next wave in vacation travel at the end of each month from September to August. One lucky winner will win a cruise for two in a balcony stateroom on board one of the new Ocean Medallion class ships. Make sure to enter every month for your chance to win, and you can do that by listening to this program on latalkradio.com. Go to that website and look us up, Channel 2, State of the Arts, and go to our archival page there, and you will see the Princess logo. You click on it, and that takes you right into the registration process.
That's
and you
right.
can do that as many times as you like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Friends and family.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great thing to do.
This is a very expensive gift.
No doubt.
Yeah.
What's it valued at, do you know?
$5,000 a person.
$5,000 per person. That's a huge gift, and obviously Princess is such a great supporter of the arts.
Yeah.
So many great things going on there. We'd also like to acknowledge, of course, PerformingArtsLive.com, one of the internet's most prominent listing sources for the live arts here in Southern California. We're grateful to Performing Arts Live for lending their support to State of the Arts.
We are indeed, and so privileged to have these amazing resources for all of us, and Mike Napoli down there with his crew that keeps that all together.
Mm-hmm.
So, I haven't seen you for a week.
It's been a week.
What have you been doing?
Did you miss me at all?
I did.
You didn't miss me.
Did
you were
too.
Off doing cool LA things, partying with party people. I was sitting alone in a dark theater
true.
Doing fight choreography
so
all
not
week.
Me.
So.
No, I go when I have to go, but I don't make it a point.
I don't know. You're always out and about. It's funny. I walked out of the theater. I'm doing four different shows right now for fight choreography, and last night was Pirates of Penzance. We did
right.
Pirate King. And so I left, and I walked into the theater, and it was bright and beautiful, and then I left, and it was dark. And I felt empty and cold, but the cast did such an amazing job, all these great things. And I was surprised. I said, you know, I mean, it's rare that you get such an exhilarating experience with a good group of actors. And then I walked out, and I still had that energy, and I was like, I thought we were going to do something. And it's like midnight, you know, when I left the theater. So it was interesting to see that we're back in the theater and doing good work, you know, fun things going on there. But, man, you lose track of all time when you're buried in a theater. It happens quickly.
Well, so. Now, I think we're going to see each other next week, though, right?
Hopefully.
At the Pantages.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah. If that works out, obviously, Pantages has a great season coming
up.
Yes,
they do.
And not only that, but a lot of great shows going on in LA right now.
So many.
Really cool theater. That's right. Yeah. And we're talking about a bunch of good stuff coming up today. Of course, we're going to jump back here and talk about our guest coming up. But we want to take a minute and mention today some sad news.
Oh.
Burt Reynolds passed.
Yes.
Today.
God bless him.
Obviously, roles in Deliverance and so many great, great projects. Smokey and the Bandit. Obviously, Susie Ewing, a great friend of ours
mm-hmm.
from the show, was very close to him and a co-star with him as well.
In that movie, yes.
I always thought it was interesting. Burt Reynolds turned down so many iconic roles. He turned down Terms of Endearment. The Jack Nicholson role, which I believe he won an Oscar for, turned down Han Solo, turned down all these things. And to turn down those roles, I mean, that would kill another career. But Burt still had such an amazing, The Longest Yard, all those great careers. So, yeah, sad loss today.
And you know, he's had such an interesting life. And, you know, I don't know whether you remember Dinah Shore. You're
of
probably
course.
Very, way too young to remember her. Why do I?
I remember, too. I'm with you.
No, she was a lovely woman. Mm-hmm. But he, you know, was always paired with very glamorous women when he was a single man.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up with Dinah Shore. I think,
wow.
I believe they got married,
wow.
if I'm not mistaken. And not that she wasn't, you know, not a glamour girl. She was very much one of America's big pop singers back in the day. And a movie star to some degree, but she had a huge, huge talk show.
Mm.
And it was like the Ellen of, you know, her time. And she was unusual, and that whole love affair, which was then, I think, when she divorced, or they divorced, then he picked up with Sally.
Wow.
Fields.
Another thing you guys have in common. You both
yes,
dated Sally Fields. That's right.
My old girl. Sally, are you listening?
That's right. Well, you
please come back.
Well, I think it's funny too when you talk about his career. I think he's known for so many different things, but that mustache is probably one of the most iconic superstar images of anybody. All you have to do is put that up there.
Yeah, him and Tom Selleck.
That's right. That's right. If I can ever grow one, I plan to someday. As soon as I hit puberty, I'm going to grow a mustache.
Yeah.
Can't wait. My facial hair, my daughter the other day said, Daddy, did you not shave today? And I said, honey, I haven't shaved for a week. That's just what it looks like. So my beard, I can never do the amazing beard that Burt Reynolds did, the mustache that he did.
Just wanted to give a little plug to, for those of you who enjoy going to the Pasadena Pops concerts out in at the Arboretum in Pasadena.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful Broadway show coming up, not Broadway show, but a Broadway concert that is starring one of our dear friends, one of my good friends, John Lloyd Young.
Of course.
And also Eric Bergen.
Okay.
Do you know Eric?
From
Broadway as well, and Jersey Boys, and also, but more importantly, for the last few years, Madam Secretary, the TV series.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yes. And there's one other person, a female, whose name has just gone right, Christine Baranski. It's
a lot of Christines.
Blonde, beautiful. I'll think of it during the show.
Okay.
Anyhow, it will be a lovely night to, you know, be on the lawn and at tables. You
and
know,
what's the venue again?
Food. At the Pasadena Pops home, which is the Arboretum.
Okay.
In Pasadena.
So if you Google Pasadena Pops, people can find out about that.
Oh, yeah. It's coming
obviously.
Up on Saturday night.
Cool. And of course, we encourage you to check out Performing Arts Live and find out other great events that are going on. And of course, we extend our condolences, which we should do, to Burt Reynolds' friends and family and all those who loved him. A lot of tributes coming in.
Absolutely. So.
Now we should bring in the man of the hour.
I think
the guy
so.
I had a great time talking to a little bit and certainly had a good time learning about him. This is certainly a qualified star with great things coming up. He's a proud UCLA alumnus, and our guest is an accomplished singer, dancer, and actor who can currently be seen as Prince Hans in Frozen, live at the Hypernian at Disneyland. Some regional theater credits include Billy in Fifth Avenue Theater's Rami and Michelle's High School Reunion, and the musical Old Globe and Hartford Stage's Kiss Me Kate, and Charlie in the San Francisco Symphony's Charlie Brown Christmas.
Some Los Angeles regional credits include Mamma Mia and A Chorus Line, both at the Hollywood Bowl, LA Opera's Wonderful Town and Salome, the LA premiere of Carrie the Musical, La Mirada Theater's Empire the Musical and West Side Story, and Greenway Court Theater's Psyche. A modern rock opera.
That's right.
Right?
Psyche.
I was just hesitating, as you saw.
There's no little mark over the E, so I should have done that when I wrote the script.
How dare you?
That's right. I don't know.
We set you up for failure.
How do you spell psyche? Is psyche with an E as well?
Would be with,
I'm trying to think of the TV show.
The E.
The Great Fun TV show. So psyche.
But that may be also slang.
Right. I think you're right. Yeah, that's true. And of course, other LA credits include, for this talented performer, Music Theater's West production of Oklahoma and Big Fish, Norris Theater's White Christmas, and Candlelight Pavilion's Footloose. He also appeared in the first national tour of Bright Star.
But he's here today, ladies and gentlemen, to tell us more about his current project, As the World Goes Round, presented by Reprise 2.0, on stage now through September 16th at UCLA's Froude Playhouse. Please welcome, once again, Michael Starr.
Okay.
We love you. We have to bust him in, you know, from...
Just you and me making all that noise.
San Bernardino.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So, Mr. Starr, aptly named, because I tell you, I got to listen to a few of your tracks. What a great voice you have. And UCLA delivered all that training, and now you're back home, right?
Now I'm back home.
Tell us a little bit about the show you're in.
Well, we're doing The World Goes Round, so it's all songs of Candor and Ebb. No real linear plot, but just sort of a collection of all of their materials. Mm-hmm. And... yeah, there's only five of us on that stage, and we take you through a good hour and a half of their material.
Wow. So
a lot of happy songs, a lot of funny songs, and also a lot of emotional pieces and heart-wrenching material, too.
Valerie Perry's in it, who we know well and love deeply, deeply, deeply. She's
Valerie's
a great
wonderful.
Talent. Of course, Dawn Lewis and Larry Cedar and Kelly Dorney as well, who
we love, all of whom
are very accomplished and qualified performers. A great cast.
Yeah.
What's it like to be back on that stage? You worked there as an undergrad, right? I mean, did you perform on that stage?
I did. I did three shows there on the Froude stage. We did Spring Awakening, Chorus Line, and Guys and Dolls.
Wow.
All on that stage.
Who were you in Guys and Dolls?
I played Sky.
Nice.
A role
nice.
I probably have a few more years now to grow.
Yeah, no kidding. You're going to play it. That's the great thing about college.
That was the great thing. I was like, well, who are you going to pick?
That's right.
Were you at UCLA when Derek Klena was
in? We had a brief overlap, but I didn't get to meet Derek while at the school because I think he was playing baseball at the time and then he left. But we have met since he saw our production of Carrie that we did out here in Los Angeles, and then I went and saw him in Anastasia, and we hung out briefly after that.
Good,
yeah. He's a good guy.
He's a former contestant in LA's Next Great
Stage
Star.
Exactly, yeah, that was his big start.
Yeah, well, that was his start. So.
Yeah.
It was awesome to see him, you know, come to where he is now. And his mother and brother, Dylan, younger brother.
Right.
Do you know Dylan?
I know he was just in Newsies right down in...
Yes. They came to Stage Star, as they do every year, as just audience members. And Dylan is now taller than Derek.
Really?
Wow.
My God. I mean, they have a tall dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't seen him in a couple of years, and he just has the growth spurt is huge.
Wow.
Yeah, I almost didn't recognize him. And he has that same Klena kind of good-looking, masculine.
Oh, I don't like him already.
I'm a star kind of guy.
With all these good-looking masculine dudes, man.
Very low-key on the ego factor.
I love it. That's great. And obviously, Stage Star has launched so many great performers.
Yes.
He's certainly one of the best, no doubt about
it.
So, obviously, Candor and Ebb is The World Goes Round, the songs of Candor and Ebb. And am I correct, but there's actually 20% off of tickets as well. There's a round 20.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to their website and you type in round, R-O-U-N-D, 20, 20. You'll save 20% on your tickets, and that's a great, great deal. Directed by Richard Israel, of course, a great and very well-known director here in Los Angeles.
And choreographed by John Todd, for goodness sakes. I mean, you can't get better than a team like that. Marcia Selig's an executive producer, and Kevin Bailey, all the right people, Jerry Sternbach, you know, leading that beautiful orchestra. You should go see this, because I don't think you've ever seen a reprise.
I haven't. I never have.
So it's wonderful to have the company back.
Love to.
Yeah. I remember seeing reprise shows when I was a student.
Really?
The first iteration. I saw, I think it was part of their last season, I saw Gigi.
Oh, cool.
Now, see how sophisticated he just said that.
Gigi. That's right.
So we all have to say it now.
Now we all have Gigi. In fact, we could probably cover the rest of the hour just saying Gigi. That's great. So you saw their shows those years ago, and now you're back there working with them. That's a great thing.
Yeah, it's kind of incredible. And being back in the dressing rooms and having a star dressing room all to myself, I'm like, who am I?
You're Michael Starr, my friend.
Who am I?
You got the second R, Michael Starr.
Me at a chair with my script, and I'm like, I'm not making this look nearly as nice as it should.
Speaking of good-looking dudes who people might want to find out more about, we should go ahead and mention your social media stuff. He's Michael Starr. It's Mike Starr on Instagram.
And Instagram, it's going to be MJ Starr, STARRR, 77.
Mm-hmm. And similar to your website, right?
Similar to my website. Right. My website is mjstarr.com.
And you just came off the tour of Bright Star. How was that experience?
Yeah, it was incredible. I've always wanted to tour, so I was lucky to
do
that. We were out on the road. Well, we opened here in Los Angeles, so from our opening till our closing, it was about 9-10 months.
Wow.
So relatively short when it comes to touring, but it was wonderful. We had some great sit-downs in some wonderful A-list cities, and getting to open here at the Amundsen was a dream.
Yes.
It was truly a wonderful experience.
Ed Amundsen's a nice house, huh?
Yeah.
Good place to see some theater.
Oh my gosh, come on. Yeah, I mean, you know, seeing shows there, living here in Los Angeles, I was like, oh, maybe one day, but yeah.
Well, what I love about this is we get a chance to introduce you to hopefully a number of people who may not have heard of you, because I think there's just great things ahead for you. All the stuff that I was watching last night. In fact, Marie just messaged us on Facebook and said she's listening now. I've gotten quite a few other texts from people who are like, oh, Michael Starr, you know, I saw him in this and I saw him in that. And that's a cool thing, because there's lots of young performers out there who are right on the verge of doing some really great and incredible work. Certainly that's ahead for you. But not only that, some great shows that you're going to get to be a part of coming up. Yeah. Do you have another project after this?
Yeah, right after this. It's funny, we closed this production on September 16th, and the 17th I start rehearsals for 42nd Street.
Wow.
3D?
3D, yeah.
Wow, how cool.
So we start that production, and got a few things coming up after that as well, but
cool.
You know, we'll see.
You got to come back and tell us about more of them. Yeah, will you do that?
Happy to.
One of the things that I love about LA theater is that right now there's such a huge bit of LA theater that's just exploding, and people are going from LA to New York and back to LA. You're getting Broadway quality entertainment here. And of course, this production is certainly, Reprise always has such a good reputation for that. Tell me a little bit about what it's like to work with a company like that and what their goals are.
Well, Reprise is wonderful. They love doing shows that aren't not necessarily done a whole lot, sort of these Broadway or classic chestnuts of productions, like The World Goes Round, like Sweet Charity, which happened earlier this season, like their season closer, which is Grand Hotel, because it's run by people who appreciate theater and not necessarily just want to market the most popular show or the cheapest show to do on the market. And so that's really exciting, and you couldn't ask for a better team of creatives. John and Richard are both wonderful. And Jerry is equally amazing. And I remember going in for the audition and looking at the table of just a bunch of friends that I had seen before. And
it's
I was just smiling.
Feeling.
And it's the best feeling ever, where you're like, and here we go. Hi, everybody.
That's right.
This is a great day to be here. Everyone's got that enthusiasm and that drive to make it happen. And it's a quick process. We've got 2 weeks of rehearsal. We have a day of tech.
Yeah,
just one, and then we had a dress rehearsal yesterday afternoon, and we opened last night.
Wow!
Right? How'd that go?
It went great.
Yeah,
it went really wonderfully. It was I know I can speak on behalf of the five of us when, as soon as we hit the final song, we're all holding hands, going like, "We did it!" It's a lot. It's you know, an hour and a half, and it feels very personal because it's only the five of us up there. There's nothing to hide behind. There's a wonderful set designed by Stephen Gifford, who's amazing, but not a lot of things flying in, not a lot of special effects and whatnot. So,
but you can't really. The orchestra's on stage.
Mm-hmm, there.
And Jerry makes, what is it, 8 pieces or it's, more than that?
Think, it would be around that, yeah.
Yeah, but he makes it sound like a 30-piece orchestra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Once we got the brass section, I believe, late Tuesday night.
Wow.
We opened on Wednesday, and so we had the full band Tuesday night. We just hit us like a ton of bricks. And we're like, there it is. Here we go. We open tomorrow. Let's do it.
That's what we were looking for. Yeah, That's a good thing. The show we're talking about is The World Goes Round, presented by Reprise 2.0. And the easiest way to go see their website is www.reprise2. So that's R-E-P-R-I-S-E, the number 2.org. Or you can call 310-825-2101.
And you know what Marcia Seligson said at the very opening of this new season, which was Sweet Charity. Mm-hmm. She, in her curtain speech before the show began, she said, "Now, I promise you one thing to the audience. We will not be doing productions such as Cats." She said, no.
That's funny.
And not that, excuse me, not that that is in any way meaning a bad show. She's just maybe a little overdone.
Yeah, and that's the beauty of it, I think, is that it's shining a light on pieces that not a lot of people have, you know, seen. Like most,
yeah.
I don't want to sound too green here, but most of these songs, if not all of them, were written before I was born. And
unbelievable.
So it's like being able to like come back and look at them and just immediately connect to something that Kander and Ebb do is they write smart and they also write for the heart, and they do it both equally well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can lock on to the emotional drive of a piece so quickly by just hearing the way it's orchestrated, by reading the lyrics, and that's something that you don't find a lot.
And it's beautifully put together. It's sewn together so beautifully. And you know, on this program, we're in our eighth year, and about, I would say, probably 4 years ago, before you were here, we had a young man. I did the show as far as handling the public relations for it. Mm-hmm. And the young man who was the musical director was a very special young man who was challenged mentally. Mm-hmm. And his hero was John Kander.
Mm.
And his parents financed this show. And it was done at the NoHo Arts Center.
Wow.
In their smaller theater. And it was beautifully done with some great talent in it. But he was determined somehow, had some sort of relationship through the show. He wanted so very much to, his big wish was that John Kander would know that this show was going on here and that he was involved in it and who the other people were. So we had him on the program, and I did not say anything to him as to what I had done. So I had contacted Mr. Kander.
Oh, my gosh.
And I asked him, I told him the backstory of this young man and how brilliant he was while at the piano. And he's been a musical director for many, many shows. And he sat, you know, in one of these chairs with one of the cast members, Kristen Towers Rolls.
Of course.
Kristen. You know Kristen? Mm. Yes. And our first guest, I mean, he was via telephone because he's in New York, and I kept it, you know, alluded to having someone else on the show, and then we plugged Mr. Kander in.
How great.
He started crying.
Wow.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
He almost uncontrollably at first, but he got it together.
Wow.
And he told John Kander everything about this show, and John couldn't have been sweeter, nicer, kinder, more patient.
Yeah.
than he was. So it was a really, really special moment.
Amazing. And obviously such a talented writer, too. So many great projects came from that duo, the Kander and Ebb duo. So that's a very cool thing.
Yeah, it very is. Cool. Beautiful work. Two songs, Sometimes a Day Goes By, and that's usually, what's the connecting song on that?
We've got Sometimes a Day Goes By, and I Don't Remember.
Yes, those two put together are so amazing.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it. So.
Well, we happen to have a track here, Michael. Would you mind introducing that, and I'll go ahead and play it?
Yes, of Michael singing. Michael, we have a track of you singing. Do you know about this?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I heard very quickly as I came in.
Okay, this is actually with another one of our favorite ladies in the world, Miss Carly Bracco.
Yes.
Little.
Yes. I said
Miss Carly Bracco. Bracco Little. Yes, Jimmy Little is her husband. And this was a cover of why don't you tell them the name of the song?
Oh, it was just a brief cover of a song from Parade, which both Carly and I haven't done.
How funny.
But it's All the Wasted Time.
Yeah, so we're going to hear a little bit of this.
We'd invite you to listen to Michael Starr in All the Wasted Time.
I will never understand what I did to deserve you, or how to be the man that I'm supposed to be. I will never understand if I live a thousand lifetimes why you did the things you did for me. Just look at you. How could I not be in love with you? What kind of fool could have taken you for granted for so long? All the wasted time, all the million hours pushing you away, building up my walls. You out, and I never knew anything at all. I never knew anything at all.
I will never understand how all the world misjudged you when always known how lucky I must be. I will never understand how I kept from going crazy, just waiting there till you came home to me. Now look at me, now that you're finally here with me, now that I know I was right to wait, and everyone else was so wrong for so long. All the wasted time,
all the wasted time,
years on top of years, still too proud to cry.
Roots too strong to fall, and all the days gone by to never show I love you so, and I never. anything at all.
Yeah,
wow.
I'll say.
Pretty amazing. Beautiful. I can actually, and this isn't something that a lot of people know, I can hit that note exactly right when my son jumps on me in bed in the middle of the morning while I'm still waking up.
Really?
If he lands in just the right spot, I can exactly hit that last
note.
That's the only time I can do it.
But in what region would that be?
I don't want to talk about it. Painful memories. Painful memories. That's amazing. And your voices, we were saying off the air, your voices blend so well together.
Oh, thank
so
you.
Many just magical moments in that song.
And one of the monumental moments in the show Parade, Robert Jason Brown's Parade, which is nothing to do with Kander and Ebb. It just happens to be a gorgeous vocal by our guest today.
That's right.
Carly Bracco. So at the end of the show, we're going to play title song.
We shall do that.
The World Goes Round.
That's absolutely right. Now, you know the story of that song. It was written for Liza, is that correct?
Yes. Well, the review was really kind of aimed toward her as well, but that particular song in particular. Was I said that right?
I think so, yes. That particular song
for them
particular.
Ended up in the movie New York, New York.
Wow.
And was sung there first. And then this collection of songs in the review of The World Goes Round came after it, so it was placed there.
And again, obviously, as the World Goes Round is obviously a beautiful show, and it's Kander and Ebb, so it's obviously one of America's treasures. But this show is actually going up by Reprise 2.0, I believe is what they call themselves now, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Reprise 2.0, and they've done so many great productions over the years. And obviously, as we said before, the easiest way to get tickets is www.reprise, and the number 2, reprise2.org, or you can call 310-825-2101. And if you type in round, R-O-U-N-D, 20, you're going to get 20% off of tickets, which is an amazing deal.
And that's off premium, Tier A and Tier B sections.
That's
pretty
right.
Good seating.
No doubt about it. Obviously, such a beautiful place to see a show anyway. Yeah. So, Michael, you going to hang around with us while we do a live arts calendar?
Happy to.
Cool, cool. We can go ahead and start here, and just we'll talk about the Odyssey Theater.
One thing I want to
clear
up. You say Reprise or Reprise?
I say Reprise. Do people say Reprise?
You said them in different ways in that paragraph.
Well, I say them for different listeners. Maybe half the people out there like one, half the people
speak
like
reprise,
another. I like to please everyone. I always say reprise. I guess I've said reprise.
You're technically reprising reprise.
That's what I'm doing. I wanted to reprise my reprise a little
thank
bit.
Thank you, Michael.
And if you can find an appraisal of my reprising a prize, we'll be in good shape.
Oh, boy. Excuse me for clearing my throat so many times on this program today. Side by Side by Sondheim was born when David Kernan was approached and agreed to put together a performance of some kind for a benefit. He wrote to Sondheim for permission to use his music in a review and received a telegram back saying, "By all means, try, but I can't think of anything more boring except possibly the Book of Kells."
As it turns out, the benefit success proved Sondheim wrong, making its way to Broadway, where it received Tony nominations for the show and all four actors.
Don't miss your chance to see this captivating musical spectacle on stage now at the Odyssey Theater through September 16th. For tickets or more information, call 310-477-2055. Or visit odysseytheater.com.
That's right. And Odyssey Theater, obviously, this is an ensemble that does, this is a revival by them, and Sondheim's music is always a treat to listen to. And their productions, the Odyssey Theater Ensemble, are always fantastic.
And one of the stars of this production is one of the contestants from LA's Next Great A Star.
That's right.
Sarah Busick.
A friend of the show as well.
Yes.
So it's interesting, too, when you talk about that and all the other great things going on in LA, you can just zip over to performingartslive.com, and you're going to find plenty to go see. Not certainly one that you should miss as well is The World Goes Round. And this is obviously something that we're going to continue talking here with today with Michael Starr. If you want to find out more about Michael, we'd encourage you to zip on to his Instagram. Again, what's your Instagram logo?
It's MJSTRSTARR.
Gotcha.
Oh, screwed up. MJSTARR77.
And obviously, one of the things we love on this show is featuring young performers who are on the verge of just breaking out and doing some really incredible things. Have you had the chance to talk? all over Southern California, there's seven-year-old little girls who love you. You know that, right? My daughter's probably one of them, as they've seen you in Frozen. That's a whole different fan base.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that as, you know, as you perform at the at these amazing shows at Disneyland, have you seen the adoration from these young kids for Frozen just opened up a whole new world for them?
Oh, absolutely. And especially this production, directed and orchestrated by this, the wonderful Liesl Tommy. She put together colorblind casting for the show, which I think was remarkable and for somewhat unseen at Disney until now. And so we had these beautiful women of Asian descent or African American that were playing our princesses, and we had little girls in the audience would jump up and be like, they look like me. Like, they would say
stuff like that.
Wow.
We heard,
especially like the first couple of weeks. It was truly amazing. And it's very, very different from other productions that I've done before because you've got that theme park audience.
And got a little bit of talking back to the stage.
Got a little bit of talking back to the stage, a little bit of singing along to the stage. But it's all through a focus of love and support. It's never through any sort of disrespect. Everyone's there to have a good time, and everyone's there and really supporting the show and loving the show.
Yeah.
How long did you do it? Are you still doing
it? I'm still a part of it. Oh. The way it works is I had to leave the show for a period of time because of the tour, Bright Star. And now that I'm back and doing some local LA productions, I can kind of pop in and do a show every once
That's
in a while
great.
When I can, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for a better actor's day job.
No doubt. No doubt.
So that's pretty wonderful. And
you've done it with Justin?
Justin was down there for Aladdin, so I never got to
I never got to
perform Aladdin with Justin, but Justin and I have done multiple productions together.
Right.
He cracks me
talking
up.
Of course about Justin Michael Wilcox, a friend of the show, and of course the fantastic host of
the host of LA's
MC of LA's Next Great. He did a great job in that too.
Yeah.
The only man in the world who I can't keep up with when he starts talking fast. Like, he can get out more words more clearly, and my brain takes an hour to process them. I have to carry a little thing and write down what he's saying so I can think about it and then come up with a retort an hour later.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I love Justin Michael Wilcox. And not only that, but you see his dancing is just absolutely amazing, which was an interesting part of LA's Next Great Stage Star this year. You guys featured dancing.
We did. And also acting.
Yeah.
Monologues,
which was very cool. That was fun to see.
Previous years, it was only a vocal competition.
Yeah. Bunch of good stuff going on. Michael, I got a question for you that's based around being an LA musical theater actor, which for years was virtually impossible. You couldn't find shows in LA that paid, that could support an actor. I had to go to New York, had to go to Chicago, had to go to San Francisco. But now there's a thriving musical theater community here in the city. Tell me a little bit about some of the work that you've done outside of kind of the main productions that we've talked about. Maybe some of the more offbeat. Have you done original works? Have you been a part of workshops here in LA where you got to develop a character, create a character, that sort of thing?
I have. Well, we discussed a little bit earlier Psyche, the rock opera that was at the Greenway Court. That was definitely an original piece, and I've done a few other original readings. You guys just featured the cast of Mutt House.
We did.
Recently. I did a reading for that show probably a year before a year or two before it went to production. But we performed at the NoHo Art Center. And so a lot of new works kind of get built out here. I just did Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
I saw that.
That was at the Fifth Avenue Theater in Seattle.
It's a great theater.
Which is an amazing theater. Yeah. And the show was an absolute blast. And, you know, it's still on its way to greatness. So fingers crossed for it. But the entire team, creative team, was all based in Los Angeles, and then we had about half New York actors, half LA actors, and some bring that together, and so the crossover between both coasts is very flourishing. And there's a lot of, you know, apartment trade-offs of people wanting to come out here for episodic, or people wanting to go out for heavy summer sock audition season out in New York, so there's a lot of crossover, and LA comes with its challenges of finding the contracts and finding the supporting theaters that can sustain you. But it's definitely something that you can do if, you know.
Let me ask you this. When did you know that you wanted to do this?
Oh, gosh.
And who was your influence?
Well, it's so funny. I come from a small town in Northern California, in Sonoma. And I think I was just so loud and obnoxious in my youth that I was sent
put
to,
that boy in theater.
I was sent to a performing arts camp. And I'm like, go scream at someone else.
That's funny.
No, my parents are lovely and super supportive.
He certainly can project, can he?
Yes. He's got quite funny. A ping. So I went and took tap there when I was six.
Wow.
And I started tap dancing, and sort of one thing led to another over the years, and I added other dance onto that and some acting training and then singing on top of that. And it wasn't until about halfway through high school I was like, you know what, maybe I'll focus on this. Maybe I'll give this a solid shot. And mm-hmm. then UCLA came about, and yeah, there you go.
Did Pretty you work cool. with Jeremy Mann?
Yes, at UCLA. Yeah, yeah. He's wonderful. He's one of my voice professors, yes. as well as a director on multiple occasions. So, yeah.
He has also been very supportive of StageStar and was there at the finale.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
And one other week, Brandon Holzer, who was one of our contestants mm-hmm. this year, who came in second place, studied with Jeremy. Outside of, I think he's on an extension program. Teaching.
And you mentioned Jody, or BBR.
Jody Bowman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's my agent.
I didn't actually say her name, but he knew.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She did.
I love
it. She contacted me in the car.
That's great. Very cool. Well, we've been talking a lot about the show going up now. The World Goes Round. And obviously, this is an amazing cast with great, great people. And Michael Starr leading the way with some really great, talented people beside him. The easiest way to get tickets is to go to www.reprise.com. See, I said reprise.
There you go.
2.org and then 310-825-2101 is the phone number you can call. We should take a moment, Michael, and thank the amazing woman, Carrie Ann Francis, C.A. Francis Photography, who came in a little while back and did some shots, some promo shots for the show. And truly, I got a note from her the other night. What an amazing, amazing photographer. And I got to see some of her new work that's up. Anybody out there looking for headshots, at bands looking for production stills, that sort of thing, they can go to C.A. Francis Photography. That's Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Photography. And it's usually her website is hosted through strikingly.com. Or, of course, you can find her on Facebook and Instagram, C.A. Francis Photography. But what a great lady and just truly amazing, amazing photographer.
She did some great stuff for us.
Yeah. And we'll continue, obviously, to mention her and some of the other great artists we get to work with. So many amazing people that make state of the arts possible and do great, great things.
Very, very
Michael, I'm sorry to say it. Are you nervous? He is now. He says, I am.
He didn't know
now.
If you were talking to Sterling or Scott.
That's true.
And now, embarrassing moments.
You thought you could get away. I saw it. You glanced
away.
At the clock and you thought, maybe not today.
Grab
maybe they'll
the door.
That's
I'll
right.
Roll out of here.
Not today, my friend. We're talking about embarrassing moments. Maybe something that happened in your performing career that was embarrassing or unusual or scary, and yet you got through it and survived to go on to the great career you're in the middle of now.
Hmm.
It's also acceptable to say, I've never made any mistakes in my entire life, Andrew.
Oh, yeah. That'd be the biggest lie. I think if anyone ever tells you that, you can be like, all right, well, thank you for your honesty.
That's right.
I think, one moment is coming to mind that my parents and I still laugh about, but man, I was not laughing at the time. And this is, it's strangely back in high school. I was doing a production of... Oh, gosh, what was it? It was a Little Shop of Horrors. Mm. I was playing Seymour, a role that I don't really fit into right now, but in high school, I did. And it was, we were singing a song, it was Suddenly Seymour,
mm-hmm.
big number, big duet, and we were in tech. I remember we were about to open the show, and... my young mind of like, oh, you know, we're always supposed to fail and make choices and go for it. And I'm like, yeah, Mike, you are supposed to do that, but maybe not like at the finish line about to open the show. Like,
uh-oh.
Don't start changing choreography.
Oh, no.
So I remember my director is sitting there and watching me, and I make this bold gesture in the middle of somebody else's, in the middle of our Audrey singing, and I rip off my glasses and I stand all proud and everything. And just completely ruined any sort of moment that he had helped create. Because I thought I was supposed to make choices and, you know, be a brave performer. And I remember specifically catching his eye, him grabbing his clipboard, throwing it on the ground, taking off his hat, throwing it on stage. And what did he say? He said, we were double cast. And the other Seymour, we look very similar. We often played the same role in double cast in a lot of high school productions. And I remember he's like, get the other one up here.
You probably mentioned
it by name, but I don't want to out anybody.
That's so funny.
So I was kicked off stage.
Wow.
And the other Seymour finished the act. And I think because he sent the other one on, he finished the act. And so I never got to run the second act prior to opening.
Oh, no.
Because of my very bold and dumb decision.
Which
I have never done again. It's like, oh, if I have an impulse, well, forget that.
That's right. And that director says gray hair now just because of this incident. I can imagine. Have you noticed how many of our embarrassing moments come from high school theater? It's like you go, if you can survive high school theater, great things are ahead, but you got to survive high school theater.
Well, it's true. I mean, and all jokes aside, a lot of stuff happens in high school that teaches you, like, that doesn't fly.
What not to do.
And,
have
you
seen that television series Rise?
Yeah.
Which is exactly what we're talking
That's
about.
Right. That's right. Exactly right.
Less comedy, more drama.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we've all been there.
No doubt about it. So many great things to talk about, Michael.
I know, right?
We got to give a big thank you to the amazing Michael Starr, certainly a star in his own right. Thank you, Michael, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And maybe to maybe to take us out, you can play the title song from The World Goes Round.
We should definitely.
A Candor and Ebb.
And this is, of course, Liza Minnelli. Before we do that, we should mention the Odyssey Theater Ensemble, who we talked about a little bit. Visit their website, and you can go check out some great pieces they're doing, including Side by Side by Sondheim. And, of course, C.A. Francis Photography, who we talked about a little bit as well. Again, our condolences to the friends and family of Burt Reynolds.
Yes,
I'm going to go
indeed.
Home and try to grow a mustache today. I still think I can do it if I try really, really,
really?
Hard.
Focus hard. So. I think we can do it.
And again,
can't wait till next Thursday.
That's right. Could be. Won't look any different than today. I'll try all week and nothing. The World Goes Round plays now through September 16th. Obviously, a great, renowned show with amazing stars and a great cast.
It's at the Froude Playhouse on the campus of UCLA. And playing, as you started to say, Andrew, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday evenings at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., Sunday, September 9th at 2 p.m. only, Sunday, September 16th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Single show tickets, and the website is reprise2.org, or call 800-982-2787.
And you can check them out on social media at Reprise2LA, the number 2LA, Reprise2LA. Michael, thank you so much for joining
Indeed,
us. We get to see you again soon.
Absolutely.
Come back and talk about some of those other projects too, okay?
I would love to. Thank
Such
you.
Such a pleasure, and All best right. wishes to you. Great things ahead. There's no doubt about it.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Liza Minnelli.
Listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.